Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maybe you know her as the adorable Barbara Cooper on One Day at a Time, or as the ex-wife of the late Eddie Van Halen, or the proud mom of their son, Wolfie. Valerie Bertinelli has a new book that you are going to want to read. It's called Enough Already, Learning to Love the Way I Am Today. And Valerie joins us live on Newsline. So great to have you here. I think if you had told my teenage self that I would be talking with a grown-up teenage Barbara Cooper, I would have been just... I wouldn't have believed it. Valerie, tell us if you would. You've been so open about your relationship with Eddie before his death. Was there the sense before he went that you two realized that you really were each other's one that got away?
I guess you could look at it that way, but we didn't get away. We kept our connection. I mean, there was a few years that right after I moved out that he was a little angry at me. But we always made an effort to stay in touch, to stay connected. And especially as Wolfie grew up, we wanted to co-parent as well as we could together. And I'm very grateful that near the end of his life, we were able to come to an understanding of how sorry we were able to atone for all of the regrets we have for how we treated each other, and to come back to the love we originally shared for one another.
You two were kind of portrayed as opposites, right? The good girl and the bad boy, but you were similar in that you weren't really the people you were portrayed to be.
Yeah, we were really kind of homebodies. I mean, except for our jobs, like mine on television and Ed's in front of, you know, thousands and thousands of people playing. Those were just things that we did. That wasn't who we are. And we kind of lived a very quiet, sheltered life together. I mean, there were some crazy times, yes, because there was drugs and alcohol. I mean, the 80s were crazy. But we really, when you get down to it, Ed had the most generous heart. He was so kind. He just didn't know how to be that way with himself because he was in so much pain, and he dealt with his pain through drugs and alcohol. And I was too young to really be as compassionate as I could have been back then.
Your book is called Enough Already, Learning to Love the Way I Am Today. By the way, it was front and center when I went to the bookstore over the weekend.
Always nice when they
do that, right?
Yes, yes.
What's your message to our listeners about learning to love yourself?
That I think as much as we maybe let ourselves go into this spiral of self-loathing and our negative self-talk in our head, our brain is so powerful, and our brain can bring us back to look, just using something as simple as looking around the room or going outside and focusing on something, anything you can find to be grateful for. And through that gratitude, you can bring yourself back around to finding a way back to joy. And I know most people's default setting is joy, is kindness, is love. So I want us all to be able to work ourselves back to that and not just live in the self-loathing part that some of us are unfortunately too comfortable in. And I'm including myself in that.
Yeah. You mentioned the word joy, and I imagine one of the great joys of your career was to work with the late Betty White. Valerie, I want to play a little clip of you and Betty from Hot in Cleveland. Quick one. Here it is.
Well, this place makes me very nervous. I mean, what if the cops come and bust us?
We'll hide this stuff in our cleavage. Oh, sorry, Joy.
What was it that was so special about Betty?
Oh, man. Talk about living firmly in gratitude. Betty did that. And through that, she just glowed. I've said it a million times and I'll say it a million again. The woman just oozed kindness and glowed from it. And I mean, we all know how beautiful Betty was as a human being because we know how she made us feel. And I think we can all try to get close to that. I mean, none of us are going to be Betty White. She was a special individual angel on earth, but we can try and get close to that by by looking at the good and being kind. And I mean, if anybody wants to have a good time, I would say just type in your in the internet, type in on your browser, Betty White bloopers hot in Cleveland, and you will have a ball for hours.
I think I'm going to do that when I get off work. Again, the book, Valerie Bertinelli, it's called Enough Already, Learning to Love the Way I Am Today, in bookstores now, also online, of course. Before we go, Valerie, how are you and Wolfie doing, coping with the death of Eddie? It hasn't been that long.
No, and you know, like everyone else, I mean, we've all had to deal with a lot of sadness and grief the last few years with this COVID. So I think, you know, by leaning on each other, he comes over all the time with his girlfriend, Drea, and, you know, they sit with the cats, and that brings him joy. And I'll go over there and make dinner for them or lunch for them. And we make sure to make time for one another.
And it has to be great hearing him make music too, right?
Oh, I'm so proud of him. He was nominated for a Grammy. I'm so, so proud of him.
Well, we thank you so much for being with us. And let's plug the book one more time. Enough Already. Not that we need to. Learning to Love the Way I Am Today. Valerie Bertinelli, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.